Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So imagine with me our gospel reading this morning. The children chew on nuts and dates in the courtyard. Their delighted yips blend with the chants and songs traditional for a wedding. A swarthy lad plucks a harp with nimble fingers as an old woman with a reedy voice sings, "Oh, that you would kiss me with the kisses of your mouth, for your love is better than wine." Others join in and sing snatches of Solomon's grand love poem. They toast the newlyweds with sloshing cups. "Behold, you are beautiful, my love. Behold, you are beautiful. Your eyes are doves." The oil lamps and dancing figures fill the courtyard with soft, flickering shadows. The mother of Jesus plucks at the myrtle branch in her lap. Her rose crown sits lightly in her dark hair. She glances at Jesus. Jesus sits across the room. His slight form tucks between Cephas' bulk and Andrew's wiry shape. Cephas has his father's size, and Andrew favors his mother. Mary rubs a myrtle leaf between her fingers. She inhales the citrus scent with a smile. She can see her own father in Jesus. He has Joachim's thick beard with the reddish tinge around the chin. But his eyes, deep-set brown with the thick eyebrows, those are hers. Jesus gets his eyes from Mary. Jesus, blood of her blood, bone of her bone. So like her and yet so different. Even after 30 years, Mary cannot grasp the depth of him. He is of her flesh, but he is more. She ponders again the vision 9 months before his birth, the strange quickening in her teenage womb, the archangel's jarring words, "Of his kingdom there will be no end." Her son is a man, but he is more, so much more. An embarrassed whisper at her elbow breaks her reverie. It is her cousin, the new mother-in-law. "The wine has run out. Only a swirl of red in the bottom of the jars. Anything you can do? Maybe your son can slip out and buy some more jars of wine." Mary nods. Yes, there is a need. And it is proper that Jesus should shield the family from shame. She motions him to her side. A plea, a prayer on behalf of her abashed kin. "Yeshi, they have no more wine." Jesus cocks his head, glances up at her festive rose crown. "Oh, woman, what is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." Mary frowns. Jesus has refused her. His words are a confusion, a riddle. What does he mean? He's not going to go out and get the wine? What? Sisters and brothers, this morning we are the ones plucking at the myrtle branch in our lap. The rose crown sits lightly in our dark hair. For in St. John's Gospel, Mary is an icon of us. In St. John's Gospel, Mary is a living symbol of the woman. Old Israel and New Israel, a church gathered across time and space, the woman who stands at the cross. She bears Christ and shares in his flesh. Always she ponders him and his kingdom. Always she pleads. Always she prays to him. And always we plead with him. And always we pray to him. Blood of our blood, bone of our bone. At the wedding feast around us, the wine has run out. Lives of friends and family have come up empty, only a swirl of red in the bottom of the jar. Some are sick. Some are worried sick. Some are foolhardy. Some are simply used up, tired, staring at a void in life. So many difficulties, so much embarrassment, so much need. And so with the roses in our hair and the citrus smell on our fingertips, we pray for others to Jesus, for their health, for their lives, for their sins, for their problems. But Jesus refuses us. He cocks his head. He glances up at our festive rose crown. Oh, woman, what is that to you and me? My hour has not yet come. Jesus refuses his mother's prayer, our prayer. Or does he? The Roman Catholic scholar and priest, Father Thomas Wynandy, points out that Jesus' answer to Mary actually has a double meaning. It can be translated in two different ways, almost a kind of riddle. On the one hand, it can mean, my hour has not yet come. No, not yet. But on the other hand, it can also be translated as, has not my hour now come? Yes, now. On the one hand, Jesus seems to refuse the prayer. But on the other hand, he nods an answer. He won't slip out to buy new wine, Mary's imagined solution to the problem. But in his time and in his way, he will do more than Mary can imagine. Mary puts her need in Jesus' hands. She gestures to the servants, do whatever he says. And there is Jesus now standing and conferring with the servants. Fill the 6 purification jars with water. Ladle some out. Take it to the steward. And suddenly the water is wine. Rich, frothing wine, a delight to the mouth and to the heart, an answer to the prayer. It's all strange, all unexpected, all out of order even. The steward doesn't even know where it's come from, what's going on. Everyone usually serves the good wine first, and once everybody's kind of tipsy, then you bring out the cheap stuff. But you've saved the good wine until now. Jesus answers Mary's prayer in his own time and in his own strange way. The result is a wedding unlike any other. He meets the need. He fills the cups with the new wine of new creation. He does more than Mary could ever imagine. And in the same way, Jesus answers our prayers. In his own time and in his own strange way. He doesn't necessarily do what we want. He doesn't slip out to buy more jars of wine. He doesn't make the rent free suddenly. He doesn't always heal the cancer or fix the broken marriage. But he is still there, standing behind, conferring with the servants, doing something. Doing something. And suddenly the water is wine. Jesus answers our prayers in his own time and in his own strange way. He fills our cups with the wine of new creation, and he does more than we could ever imagine. He takes away the embarrassment. He forgives the sins. He raises the dead. Sometimes it's only years later that we can look back and see that the water did turn to wine. And in some situations, it will only be at the resurrection where the water will become wine. That moment when we will finally be able to feast again with the best wine, saved till last. Maybe right now, though, it feels as if Jesus is refusing your prayers, your need for yourself or to those around you. But take heart. Keep praying with Mary. Place your need in Jesus' hands. He's there in the background, whispering to the servants. And he will answer your prayers in his own time and in his own strange way. And it will be more than you could ever imagine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.